Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Latman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Latman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Latman, and towards Aspromonte, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Romano and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Shaw moves to second. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 1 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Seavers chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Fox. Fox fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fox. Keene goes all the way around to score. Francona moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seavers. Romano reaches second base with a double. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romano scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman hits a line drive to right field. Minoso throws towards third. Freeze fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Freeze. Held scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. Latman moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lattman hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Ray Moore. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-3 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Francona reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. Minoso scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Smith steals second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 0-for-3 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 9-4, Indians. John Briggs now pitching. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Dick Brown. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Aparicio moves to third. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 4 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.